G'day everyone, it's Ian here. I'm walking home from having a couple of beers down around South Bank here in Vegas, host city of the G20. Yes, that's so quiet. It's quite extraordinary when something happens to your home environment that changes it significant to what you're used to. Last time I saw something like this was when we had the floods back in 2011, where for a good few days it was very quiet because people couldn't move around and a greater part of the suburb lost its power. It's different this time. We can still get around. Well, we have some restrictions. There are some areas that are no-go zones because they're G20. But the areas that I can go to, like I've just been down in Little Grey Street, which is a major eatery area, it's deathly quiet. I just dropped into the Foxhole Hotel, which used to be the old Terminus Hotel, and as I walked up to it, I thought, oh, the G20 people have closed it down because it's right in the centre. It's right across the road from the convention centre where all of the hubbub's happening. It's the closest bar. And I thought, oh, they've closed it down because I don't want any roughnecking going on there. And as I got to the corner, no, the public bar's open. It's just that the rest of it's closed because there's no patronage. I asked them, what's been the downturn? 30-40%? He said, oh, no, a lot more than that. This is the only bar that we've got open. The rest of it's closed because there's just no activity. And the only reason they had any activity was people were popping in for a glass of water or something because it was such a hot day today. And now I'm walking back up Melbourne Street towards West End, my home turf, and all of the restaurants are empty. It's just extraordinary. This is Saturday night. West End is the hub of Brisbane on a Saturday night. And all of the restaurants, the Vietnamese place across the road from me there, Punjabi Palace just behind me, they're quiet. Yeah, there's a few patrons in there. But, oh, so quiet. The Melbourne Hotel around the corner here, where I often pop in and have a meal during the week, break up my week, said that they were going to be closed on Friday night, the public holiday, yesterday. And the reason they were going to be closed was because they didn't expect much patronage, and it gave them an opportunity to have a Christmas party. Good on them. Good on them. And the business at the end of my street, which is an art supplier, discount sort of student art supplies, it's called the Art Shed. It's open 7 days a week, every day of the year, except for Christmas Day and I think Good Friday or maybe Anzac Day, I'm not quite sure. But it's basically open every day of the week. It wasn't open yesterday because it was a public holiday. What's more, it wasn't opened all weekend, Friday, Saturday and Sunday nights. Because they just know, the writing's on the wall. It's so, so quiet. But as I walk up to West End proper, is there a bit of activity? I wonder. No, this new vegetarian restaurant is very, very quiet. They busted their ass to be open for this weekend because the promise was the G20 was going to bring a lot of business. That was the promise. Nah, they're pretty quiet. The little Greek Tavina. It's all right. A few empty tables. Let's go and have a look at the West End markets area and see if there's much activity there. Now this West End markets area, which is the old Abso, which is the Abso secondhand furniture area, which is the old Peters, the old Peters Arctic Foods factory, is normally a place that's happening. And let's have a look. Guess what? It might be a 30 degree night, but they've still got the braziers burning to give it the atmosphere. And yeah, there's a bit of activity here. The tables and chairs are out and the music's playing and all the stall holders are here, but there's a lot of empty tables. And It's a very quiet night also. Actually, there's a few stall holders who aren't even here. So it's not as busy as it would be normally. It's fascinating to see how things have changed. So I just asked a few of the local traders there, and it's quiet. Yes, it's very quiet. It's I'm going to be fascinated to see the if there's any backlash to this by the retailers, commercial side of town, and see if they kick a bit of a stink to the government about how this has hurt them. I think it's significant. I was talking to the owner of the bar that I was in a little bit earlier back in South Bank, and he was throwing some figures around, and you know, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of trade that's not being done tonight by strips of businesses. Millions of dollars in greater areas. And they were promised that there was going to be a huge amount of trade, that people will be flocking, that they would be looking after the G20 delegates, the media and the police. But guess what? The G20 delegates, media and police are all being given meals courtesy of the government. And there's no reason for them to go to the local retailers. And the influx, the throngs of people who would come to see the G20 have been told for 18 months to stay away. And that's exactly what they did. So I think this has been a really major cock-up. And it's going to hurt the traders and retailers a great deal. Here, I'm going past the Boundary Hotel. Yep. Hear that? A little bit of music in the background. It should be yelling over the top of the noise coming out of these bars as I walk past. You can hear the cars to my left. It's like a Wednesday night. There's a little bit of activity, but it's all so quiet. It's just extraordinary. Yeah, like I said, it reminds me very much of the 2011 floods, which was a disaster of natural, somewhat biblical proportions. And this was a man-made disaster. Yeah, how about that?